any.
Did you confront them then about it?
Yes, and I went there, and but you know, but they said, but what are we going to do? She don't like it, to write to New York, you know, start, you know, say that the election was a fraud or something. And I said, the hell with you. I said, I'm not going to go to do that. But see, deliberately, somebody in the...
You didn't know who?
Yes, I knew it was Sam Schwartz, but I don't know why. I know the name of the person. And they said that I didn't want to go. And I said, I never said such. Then they just kept coming to me. But Anita, how could they do anything like that? And I said, I don't know, but they did it. And so I didn't go to that convention. Of course, my name, they had to remove. And I kept on, but then from that day on, it's the truth. From that day on, it just kind of killed me. Even today when I think about it. So anyway, see the way I worked so many years, and it doesn't matter, but it did matter a lot.
There are always a few people around.
It wasn't my turn to go. So I was going on a vacation. So I just come out and I said, well, gee, I'm going to ask my husband, instead of going somewhere else, to go to Florida. That's where the convention is going to be. And I'll just go and see. So the same choice he had organized this to me. Well, gee, he says, if you're going to Florida, I said, why don't you save the union some money? He says, we have some locals that can't afford to send delegates, so we'll give you a credential for some locals. So I said, fine, you know, that's how cheap. I'm going on a vacation. It was, I mean, to me it was fine, you know, I was going on vacation anyway. And I went all over, and I went to Florida, and I went to Puerto Rico, and Washington, I went to Kennedy's grave, which was my, that was my biggest hurry, that I wanted to see his grave before they changed it, you know, they were going to modernize it. So I went to that convention, see. So they used that. And I said, but I paid for it. Nobody, and I wasn't sent from the union. I didn't even represent my local. God knows what local I represent. And it cost me my own money. And they used up with Wally. They told him that I had been to this convention. I tried to explain to him later, but it was something that I myself on my own did it. And so that's, I let it go, you know. Graffiti, I have one more year to go. But I wanted to go to a convention so bad because it was not in my last convention and it was my turn. So who do you think went? The Negro girl, Miss May Hamilton, which wasn't her turn, and Hymel's thing, that wasn't his turn either. And
in other words, being delegate to the convention was used as another goodie that...
Yeah, well, something, yeah, like, of course, if you did, you know, if you did good work, that's one of the way of repaying you. Also for the workers in the shop, like this lady that called me today, she never worked in the union, but she's the president of the local, and she's been very active. And she's gone to two or three conventions already.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Was it only the businesses, you know, were there people
no.
The locals?
No, they are the people from the shops, too, and usually active people. They try to send the active ones because that's the only remuneration they get, you know. Mm-hmm. They get the free trip. They pay their wages while they're over there, and you don't lose anything. Mm-hmm. And you see, if you like to travel, of course. So this is the... And she went, and I was supposed to go with her. And then the head organizer, his name was Ralph Smith, and when I cried and I made a fuss and all this and I got sick, so he says to me, Anita, he says, I didn't know you felt so bad about it. And the funniest thing is that he got elected to go to the convention, and you know what happened? His wife got a heart attack and he couldn't go to the convention either. So neither one of us went, but he would have gone if he had been for his wife. And he's out also. He's out because of illness, also from the heart, because it's awful hard work. You have no idea. People, you know, the outsiders think that being a business agent is the easiest job in the world. Maybe for some unions, but for us, at least I can say it was an easy job. It was awful heartbreaking. And you don't do anything with your hands, but you're forever busy. And this man also was a good union man, this Ralph Smith. Also, very ideal, you know, to him it was an idealist like to me. And he worked for the union like crazy. And he ended up with a very bad heart, and he had to retire before time. Now, I got sick when I was 64, about a week after my birthday. 2 weeks after my birthday. right after the strike was over. So this Wally, you know, he paid my wages for a whole year.
Oh, and then you were retired.
Then I retired at 65.
Well, after 42 years at the least, they could have done.
Yeah. Well, that's what, that's if he had been somebody else, like you know, one of the others, like Otto or Eulene, for instance, they would have said, well, you're too bad, you got sick, and the doctor said you can't work, and you must have retired, and I would have retired ahead of time. And at the time, you had to be in the retirement fund for 24 years or 25 before you can get the full pension. And even if I had worked almost 37 or 38 years, I was not on the retirement fund the first years. See, we didn't start until they forced us. The New York office sent us, every local has to belong to it because Lizzie didn't want it. See, so our local wasn't paying to our retirement. So when, after Lizzie left, or I don't know, maybe he's still there, when an order came from New York that every local has to belong to the retirement, then they start paying for us.
Oh.
See, and that's how I happened to, but I was going to be short 1 year. Otherwise, this way I got my full pension.
Now, what I wanted to ask you, but it's getting late now, you mentioned that when they borrowed you for the organization division, that you found out that it wasn't like
oh, yeah.
been in the
oh,
early
yeah.
days.
Because, you know, they used to go and organize. Well, I used to help them at night. I used to go sign up cards and everything. But I figured they don't, you know, sometimes you get to think that you're better, which shouldn't, but I did. I thought, well, maybe I'm better than the others, and that's why they can do it. But as soon as I go in, boy, I'm sure all going to organize. Oh, dear. But I found out different. The people had changed, you know, everybody's making money. Now, the open shops were, years ago, they were treating people terrible. They used to take homework. They used to work all hours, and they were mistreated. So, of course, when the union then tried to organize, immediately they raised their wages and they changed conditions, gave them vacations, gave them, even in some cases they had their share, profit sharing and all that, just to keep the union out. So, of course, it was entirely different. It was much harder. We still organized, but not as much as we did before. And that's the time when we went after Chick Lingerie, when this time I was borrowed.
Well, both in terms of the workers themselves.
The workers.
And the fact that the conditions were better.
Yeah.
And did the workers themselves seem to be, take it more for granted? I mean, in the earlier days, there were a lot of people who were idealistic about the union.
Yeah, and then the union, see, when you get in the $6-$7 a week, and the union comes in and you immediately start getting, in those days, $16 or $15, I don't remember how much, $24 for the operators. That was big money. So the union did help, and the union tried to do lots of things for the people. At the end, you know, the employers were giving them most of those things without the union. So they figured, why bother with the union? Uh-huh. Then the employers would say, oh, the union, the only thing they're interested in is getting their money, but they're rich, they have, and according to them, they thought we were all rich. And everyone, and most of us were not. I'm sure that, because in the first place, you cannot touch the money. I don't know how they do it in the Princeton Union. They said half hour or what went back.
Those were retirement funds.
Yeah, well, maybe they do it. I don't know. But we can't because there's employers that have to sign and the union has to sign. How can they cheat? I don't know. Now, this business of lending money or giving money to employees, they don't. Now, the money is accumulated. Now, for instance, people that didn't collect their vacation checks, that money is accumulated in the union. Who's going to get it? I don't know. It's government, I guess, someday.
Mm.
People that die ahead too soon, you know, when they retire. Now, there's supposed to be so much money for each member. If a member dies, well, that money is left there. And it's there. Now, the vacation check the same way. The only thing I know, and this I told everyone that I got hold of, but the other business agents didn't, whether they didn't want to or I don't know. But I used to tell everybody, no matter how long ago you work in a union shop, and if you're not a member of the union now, you go and get your check, you're entitled to it.
Mm.
And that's another thing I guess they didn't like about me, see? Because I would tell the people, it's, see? And, I don't know.
So over the years, you really could see a change in the nature of the workers in the shop. Was there a shift also away from the, as many Spanish speaking, was there shift away from
No, I think this is everybody. I mean, even the Negroes, you know, the Negroes were the easiest to organize originally.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Negroes. were they didn't want to, well, of course later on they wanted the Negroes to take over, and but we have a, I know I went to a house one time, a Negro woman, and she let out a dog and brought it up to our house. So, and but one thing is, once you convince a Negro, very seldom, I would say that the majority of the Negroes that sign up for the union, they vote for the union. And the others, you never knew. I mean, like the Mexican people at the end, you know, they were so much for the union, and then the day that comes to vote, we got the vote against us. So they must have voted.
Nice,
yeah, yeah, they'd be nice, and at the last minute, the boss will give them a big speech or give them a 10-cent raise or something, and they head for the union. Carolina, you know what they used to do? Yeah, we couldn't ever get into there. We tried really hard, because that was a big shop. Every time we start giving out leaflets at first, they give them a raise. But later on, you know what happened? Every time they wanted a raise, they would start calling the union to send organizers. So finally, I guess the union got wise too, and they told them, well, if you want some help, you come to the union.